Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so look, it's a huge story, and it's, you know, I know top of mind with people. And whenever you hear explanation from what the people that we've come to, you know, most for the most part trust, like Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, but they're not perfect. And certainly we've talked about any failings that they've had, but what they're trying to do is tough, and what they're trying to do is unprecedented. Bring a Super Bowl to Detroit. And they've got themselves in the conversation, which is cool, but there's much debate over the path to get there. And that's the trade deadline came and went. No major moves were made. So, Dan Campbell, if you ever thought, did you and Brad ever talk about F them picks?
I'm curious about this. How is this question brought about? Like, how was it phrased? Did somebody actually say?
Kang, you listened to the press conference. We talked about it before the show today. How was this question phrased? Do you remember?
Yeah, my apologies to the reporter who asked it, but he brought up Les Snead and, you know, the Brad Holmes background. He did say, you know, there's that F them picks mentality. You know, how do you guys feel about that?
He actually said F them picks. All right.
I mean, everyone knows it at this point, so yeah.
No, I know it. I was curious how, like, if you're going to ask that question, how do you frame it in a press conference form to try to see professional without saying F them picks?
Well, apparently he just said that.
No, good for him.
So, did Brad and Dan ever talk about it? Here is what Dan Campbell said. Okay, good. I don't think you should have hard and fast rules in sports. I think it's silly. I think it's not reacting to the market. You have to keep everything in context. And, you know, some years the players that are available at the trade deadline are real difference makers. Other years they might not be. And so, you know, I'm guessing there's a bunch of people out there that don't believe him, that don't believe that they have these conversations and that they'd actually do it. But
I mean, I would find it hard to believe that it wouldn't have a conversation like that because they're still guys, right? And guys talk.
Right.
We talk all the time about stuff like that. And they're actually in the business. So I would imagine, of course, they've talked about it. But I don't know if anything would ever get to a realistic, heavy, deep discussion about it unless there was a player that they could acquire that was worthy of the F them picks mentality. And when I say worthy of it, not only does the player have to be great, but the player has to be available to them for more than just a rental. And that's what I got out of that. Like he said something to the effect of, if he even said rental or what the word he used there. But it made it seem like,
we're not going to give all those picks for just 1 year.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. So what? But would they for somebody who had like a couple years? Like if Sauce Gardner made sense for the Lions, would they have done that?
If Sauce Gardner was a all-pro guard.
Right, yeah, exactly. Would they have made that move to give up a couple of first-round picks and a player? I mean, probably not for a guard, but would you give up a first-round pick for a guard that you'd have control over for a few years? I think, yes, they would. It depends on the right player and the right circumstances. And, you know, this trade deadline comes and goes, and it didn't look like that player was there that made sense for the Lions. It made sense for the Cowboys to go ahead and get Quinnen Williams. It made sense for the Colts to get Sauce Gardner. But and could either of those players have helped the Lions? Of course. Yeah, they're great players. But did it make sense for the Lions to try to get in the sweepstakes for the defensive back? It may have made more sense a few weeks ago.
Well,
but I think now that the priority ended up being an offensive lineman for this team, and they still didn't make the trade.
Here's the other thing that he sort of is just a reminder. They've drafted so well that they want to keep the players they've drafted. Because they want to keep the players they've drafted, money in the future is spent. Because money in the future is spent in a cap league, they're going to have so much of the cap used up by the veteran players that are good players that they have signed that they need to replenish other starting positions with cheaper players. What are cheaper players? Future draft picks. They're draft picks that help balance the books. And I remember in the Red Wings, there was a time when the Red Wings were trying to make things work, and I can't remember who the player was, but we were discussing how much more production they were getting out of a specific player who was getting paid nothing, but because he was playing so well, it allowed the Red Wings to basically have this player on a steal. I don't know why I brought this up. I can't even think of the damn player's name. It's a useless point. But when you're trying to balance the books, that's why they value the draft pick so much. Now, I'd be interested to go back and see if any of the Rams moves were for a rental.
Yeah, I mean, the Jalen Ramsey trade I thought was for, that was for multiple years.
Yeah,
and
so
they gave a bunch of picks for him.
Stafford, multiple years. But
and then they re-upped with Stafford.
Yep. Now, if the disconnect between what clearly what Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes believe, based upon that answer, and what some of the people that call our show is, they're not thinking at all about 2027 or 2028 or 2029. They want a Super Bowl right now, and they want as many resources poured into winning a Super Bowl right now. Do I understand that philosophy? Yes, I do. I do. I think there's multiple ways you could do it. I'm not convinced, though, that they aren't going to not only win one, but be in the mix for multiples. Because if you're drafting well, you're constantly replenishing the roster with talent. The cap makes it tough. And so are they going to come up short of their ultimate goal? I'm not betting against them. Like, I mean, right now, if I had to bet my professional career, will Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell win a Super Bowl together in Detroit? Sure. I believe that.
No, you're thinking
I'll quit my job. I'll quit my job.
How many years do you have left, really, Doug?
Not many. Come on. I'll quit my job.
It's an empty bet. No, but I hear what you're saying, and I think that that's the thing, is that these guys
– walking away.
These guys aren't thinking about – here and now, and this is the only opportunity. These guys have they're thinking about the future, because these guys that they've re-signed, and there's a litany of them that they've signed long term, that they expect this team to be ultra competitive for the next several seasons. And I understand the philosophy with the FM picks in both ways. I see it. When you want to go for it, go for it. But I don't know if that player was there for them to really go ahead and say that at this point. And I understand what they're doing. You hang on to those picks because 4 years from now, you're going to need the cheap player. You know, or you're going to want to have – you're hoping that that player is replacing one of these guys that's going to be expiring from his contract. Maybe that player's not as good as he was anymore, and you're certainly not going to want to give the guy a second contract that's going to pay them $30 million a year. So you need to have the guy you drafted 2 years ago, you know, to be the guy.
I just took it to 11, by the way. I just made a submit my resignation guarantee.
You kind of did.
All right, one more here from Dan Campbell. Why no trades? Why no trades? Here's what the Lions coach had to say.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, well, that was Birchie, I think. As far as, I mean, that's another one of the vetting the person thing. They really, when you're a coach and you're a GM from one team, how much you dialed in on whether or not a player from another team would fit in your locker room? That seems like a tough thing. You could vet them at the draft a little bit, but what if it's a guy you didn't look at the draft?
I mean, it's tough. I think that's where you have to rely on your relationships you have with other teams,
yeah,
and the relationships you have with the players that you've had in your during your tenure, whether the guys are currently on the roster or not, to ask around and see. I think it's tough, and the Lions have set a standard really high of the character of the person that they want to bring in here.
Yep,
and maybe that's another little insight into why they haven't made the big splash at the trade deadline over the years. Then they need to move last year for sure. But the move wasn't a Max Crosby move. It wasn't a Trey Hendricks move. It was a Za'Darius Smith move. So it's a different level and different levels of risk. If you're going to risk giving up the picks, I feel like you really need to know who that player is.
Well, one thing that philosophy has paid dividends in that I always talk about nonsense. There's not a lot of nonsense with the Lions. Not a lot.
No.
I mean, every once in a while, a story will pop up. I mean, people make mistakes, but it felt like in the past, there was nonsense that got in the way of winning. Whether it be locker room stuff, weird social media posts, you know, guys with off-the-field issues that cost them playing time. I mean, it just, their vetting has at least cut down on that. 248-539-9797. All right, Gator, coming up today at 12:45, the latest on Tarek Skubal, as there's more reporting of other teams that want to get involved here. And I want to know if you saw this highlight last night. If you didn't, it was hysterical. Somebody got caught. I want your take on it. We will get to that today at 12:32. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson here on The Ticket.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.